علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently discussing the topic of prophethood in Nahjul Balagha, and we were also focusing on the first sermon. The reason being is the first sermon has got some very important discussions on the belief system of a Muslim, of a believer. And together with that, there is a good level of information and strong, discussions and concepts with regards to prophethood mentioned inside this sermon. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that مَأْخُوذًا عَلَى النَّبِيِّينَ مِثَاقُهُ, that he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was such that all of the prophets had been obliged, they had given a covenant with regards to, they had taken a covenant with regards to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of them were obliged with regards to him. And we say that this obligation is an essential obligation. It is a natural obligation that is within their essence as prophets. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this essential obligation in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were discussing about this essential obligation that all the prophets had with regards to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does it mean? Now, let me give you a simple example as an allegory with regards to this idea. See, if you're in a school and you've got, for example, class 1 up to class 7, and you know, for example, in class 7, they're going to give their final exams, let's say. So the teacher who comes to teach class 1 has an ingrained obligation with regards to the teacher who is going to teach class 7. How? He's going to basically prepare the grounds in terms of the student. He's going to prepare the student so that the class 7 teacher is able to teach him that final knowledge that is required for him to learn in his final exams. You see that? So the class 1 teacher and the class 2 teacher and the class 3 teacher, all of them, they may have not seen even the class 7 teacher so as to, for example, express their obligation or their belief or the fact that they are obliged to the class 7 teacher. They might not come and do that. They might not even have seen him. But they are naturally bound by a covenant, so to say, that they have to kind of slowly and gradually raise the level of the students so that the class 7 teacher can take over and finalize the final teachings that are required for the class 7. So you see, this is an obligation which is ingrained, which is naturally ingrained within the previous teachers who kind of develop the student till he reaches, let's say, class 7, whereby the final exam is given and the final teacher is able to, finalize that subject. Now, let us say if these previous teachers didn't have a covenant with, or they didn't have an ingrained an obligation with regards to the class 7 teacher, they would, for example, not teach well. They would say that the class 7 teacher is going to teach his own stuff, I'm going to teach my own stuff, right? I don't have to prepare the student in a way that the class 7 teacher takes over. If that happens, then the class 7 teacher basically will not be able to fulfill that obligation. And therefore, the whole system will collapse. So we notice that there has to be a systematic growth. And this is what we are talking about when we say that all the prophets were obliged towards the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
If you look at it this way, you understand that this obligation or this مَأْخُوذًا عَلَى النَّبِيِّينَ مِثَاقُهُ, that the prophetic, the final prophet's covenant, or that the obligation that was charged on top of all the messengers and prophets with regards to the final prophet was an existential, was an internal, was an ingrained and essential covenant. All of them who are geared, all of the prophets who are geared towards the final prophet, in other words. See, they were all directed towards the teachings of the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you see how important and pivotal the presence of the final prophet is. In other words, if the final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not there, or let's say this final message was not there, then all these other prophets would not have any specific purpose to go towards. The purpose of all of these other prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was that they should be able to train mankind in such a way that they are finally able to receive that final message from the Prophet. And this is that covenant that all of them had. All of them were obliged and answerable towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, O Fulan Prophet who was there at time X before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did you do with regards to preparing the Ummah and the society with regards to the teachings of the final Prophet? Were you able to, finalize and actualize that covenant that was placed on your shoulders? And they will all say yes. Nabi Isa alayhi salam said yes. And this one, when they were asked that, are you ready to take this covenant, they all expressed their adoration, their love, and their internal and essential, gearing towards the coming of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see how essential the role of the final Prophet is. And therefore, this is something that we need to establish in our belief system as Muslims and as Shias, inshallah, so that we can have the right understanding with regards to our beliefs, especially when we talk about prophethood. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد
فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه